This is what the amazing part of the story, actually. The second most amazing part, the first most amazing part, was that Coco survived all those horrible, you know, nights of cold and rain and snow. But Jennifer was just driving around. We got a tip on last Thursday from some people up off of Amethyst that they saw her a couple of nights before they called, and then the morning that they did call. So we went up there on Thursday and we looked around, and we did not see her, but we set traps up there. And then I actually saw her that evening going in that area up by that house where the traps were, and it was my fault. I said hello to her, and that scared her. She recognized me, but she was still in the flight mode. So she ran, and I thought I ruined it again. But then on Friday, we went back up in the area, and we're looking all around, and I ended up going down in the Soda Creek, walking down into the drainage, and Jennifer just drove around, and she was driving on 36 over by Kathy Nealon's horse barn there. And there's the hill behind that, which then goes down into Butcher's Creek. And like I said, Jennifer was driving, and she noticed some magpies dive bombing the sagebrush on top of that little hill, that little knoll in between Kathy's and Butcher's Knife. And she stopped and got her binoculars out, and she saw Coco's little head in the sagebrush. So we set up traps, and half an hour later, Coco's went into a trap. It was absolutely amazing what Jennifer did.